Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, pleasures, and achievements. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica.
Hey,
We need to
Monica.
talk about let's find a Summer Walker song. What Summer Walker song
So
could we call
random.
this?
Fourth baby mama.
Sessions. Should we just say session 30, session one?
What's the song J. Cole?
Still
Well, I guess
over it.
still over it. Is that a song? That's a song? Was that the album name?
That's the album name. I don't know why I've been in the Summer Walker mood of listening to it. I've been
I
listening to that Still Over album for a minute. And then she just came out with another Girls Need Love too.
another one.
Like the little remix.
Oh, this is years
But
later.
yeah, she can it's like with Victoria Monet, Tink, and Tyla. That girl make me sweat.
Yeah, girl,
Make
when I
me
saw the
bop bop
video
bop
of her
bop.
dancing to the song, I was like, oh, I need to get my life together.
Yeah, she African too.
I know that.
She real African. I was just like, oh damn, she talk like and shit. I had seen something on Instagram where she was taking them back to Africa, I guess.
Ooh, what about, I haven't wanted to talk about this. I see Summer Walker has a song called Toxic. Do you feel like you have any toxic traits?
I feel like, did we talk about that?
Did we?
I feel like we did before. I probably do have toxic traits. I think we all have toxic traits, but I don't think overall, I don't think I'm a toxic person though. Like, I think you can do things that may not be ideal. And then I think overall, like, you can be a toxic ass person. Like, somebody with just bad energy, you know, always like a person who just thrives better in like chaos. That's how I feel. So I think you can distinguish it. I mean, I'm sure I have like toxic traits, but I don't even know, like, you know how people get words on Instagram and then they just take them and run with them?
Girl,
So I feel
like
like people's one of
narcissist.
those. Yeah, like
Yes.
not and you know, so and that's sort of thing. I'd be very careful on like calling people. Are we just starting the podcast? We ain't even be like, how was your weekend? We just jump right into talking about shit. That's so funny. Sorry, y'all. This is what happens when you just fucking don't have any plan what the fuck you're talking about. But nah, yeah, I feel like people just be on Instagram, just they all think they're therapists and shit like that. So I'm always weary on calling people like these therapies. Like, what is it? Like the clinical names for like, you know, you get diagnosed with. 'Cause you don't know, but you know, toxic traits are not just like being a narcissist. Toxic traits are like, oh, you're dishonest, passive aggressive, selfish, arrogant, aggressive,
Possessive.
even being like a perfectionist. Oh, and then like them people who are always fucking happy. I feel like that's a toxic trait. You know, the people who always are just so like Tabitha Brown. Tabitha has that toxic positivity.
Oh, top. We talked about that's what we talked about. Toxic positive. Damn.
Yeah, so that's yeah, or you can just be like conflict avoidant and shit like that. Like, yeah, I think those are all type of or fucking just abusive shit. I think if I had to be anything, I could be like passive aggressive. But I don't think I really have them. I don't think I'm really conflict avoidance. I just think I don't be starting shit. Like, I don't really start shit with nobody. I be in my own little world, minding my own goddamn business.
It
And I
all
also
is
don't keep
dependent on why
people.
you don't start it, though, whether or not you're conflict avoidant.
Well, I mean, well, I think that I don't really have a lot of conflict in my life. Like, there's not a lot of people who I even have in my space that are like conflicts. You know, like who have issues like that or beasts like that. Everybody just kind of minds their business, stays in their own little world. Like nobody really, it's like nobody really ever. I don't know. I don't have any people around me who have conflict, and I don't have conflict, I feel like. So I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you right
Definitely.
now, I know one of my toxic traits is, and I think I said this in the last episode we had, but I am possessive.
Really? I feel like we're all possessive though. Like, I feel like I'm possessive too. And you know what? That's so funny saying that. Let me just go on a detour, right? So on Friday, I went to a women's night at a church. And they had like a panel with like all of these women pastors, and they just kind of was asking the women pastors, you know, their questions. One of the questions were just basically around like horoscopes, basically, and like why Christians feel strongly against horoscopes, and they feel like, with spiritual, like crystals and sage and all of that shit is just like demonic in a way. And I didn't know that was like a big thing, but apparently it is a big thing. But the pastors were saying like the reason why they're against it is because God is the only one who knows your future or who knows, your story before you do. So if you believe in some like man-made type of shit like horoscopes, you're kind of essentially not believing and trusting in God in a way. And they said like sometimes like horoscopes will tell you your future before you even have a chance to like d decide your future in a way. And then when people read those horoscopes, they move based off of what they say versus making the decision themselves. And I don't know, I'd be feeling some type of way about it because I ain't really know like horoscopes be telling you about your future. I
They
always felt
don't
like
really. It's very broad.
I felt like they tell you about like what's personally happening in your life that day. I don't know. I've never read a horoscope that's like this time next year you're gonna have blah blah blah. Like, and honestly, when I be reading horoscopes, I ain't gonna front. Like, I be like, yo, this should be accurate as fuck. Some of them,
Yeah,
and I,
sometimes.
I'm not a big horoscope person. I don't be like, what's your horoscope? Oh, blah blah blah. I know I don't get along with Gemini men for sure. For sure, but I'm not like a just really stuck on horoscopes type of thing. So I don't know. I feel like when it comes to like horoscope, crystals, and sage, it's not saying that it's like, demonic or whatever, but I think that people need to just allow people the space to believe in whatever they want to believe in, right? Because if this horoscope or if this crystal or if this whatever is going to make me feel better, make me feel powerful, make me feel whatever, why can't I believe in that shit? Why does it got to be demonic? Why do I got to be going against God?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think for Christians, their thing is sometimes people make idols out of things, so they place more importance on it than they might place on an actual relationship with God, which sure, I can absolutely see fault in that, but I think what they might not realize is there are other ways to make idols of things that aren't like as easy to identify as crystals, right? Like you could be making an idol out of the fact that you like to work, or the fact that you like to work out. Like so many things could be idols that I think people ignore that. But to the original point, I think nothing has more power than the power that you give it. So
Right. And I think that's my, and I think that if you know that, like, God is your savior and all of that in your heart, I feel like that is enough to kind of carry you. So it was interesting being at that event. My friend had actually asked me to go, and it was actually at the Wharf, like, in DC at the Anthem. So they rented out like this big ass concert venue, and like, it was like, they had performances, and it was really, really nice. But I do think sometimes, like, when I hear women speak on panels, I don't know, I just be side-eyeing it. I just be kind of like, girl, like, it's just be hard for me to really like believe. Because then they started talking about on relationships, and they were talking about how like and I did like what they said. They were talking about, there was a lady who asked a question saying that, she's been with her husband for a few years, and he's been chasing his dream of being a musician or whatever the hell the dream was. So she's the main breadwinner, and basically, she's just been carrying the load. So she's like, what does she do? Because, she's tired of it, but she also doesn't want to discourage her husband for chasing the dream. But at the same time, he's been chasing this dream for like 20 years and nothing has happened. So she's kind of like, at what point is it like, all right, now I need you to start contributing to this house, or I need you to go get a job and make ends meet, basically, And she says, she tries to honor her vows, but she knows that sometimes, she does slip up and she does get testy with him and whatever the case may be. And they had told her basically, like, sometimes you have to speak to the man that that's in him versus the man that he's presenting to you. So, if you know that he's capable of doing this and doing that, you have to speak to that man. And then another girl was just like, you have to respect your man as a leader of your house. And would you talk to Jesus like that? And the crowd was like, oh. And I'm like, man, if that motherfucker don't get the fuck up and go get some motherfucking money, like, what are we, like, what?
Monica, oh my
Like,
gosh.
what? Like, and I do, listen, I agree wholeheartedly that when you're in a relationship, I think there are certain ways that you speak to each other. I think you fight fair and you should fight healthy. I don't think that you should. I think whenever you go again, when you're in at odds with your spouse, I think you should always deliver your words and everything you say from a place of love. But I do understand that niggas be trying it, and you know sometimes you gotta, you know, pop slick sometimes because they be fucking trying it. But it was a good point where she was just kind of like, oh well, you know, would you talk to God like that? And I look at that as like, not just for that relationship. But just like kind of in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like for people who just are have that toxic trait of just being fucking messy or chaotic. And you know the girls who are like easily annoyed. Have you ever encountered them? Where like you can go to like a fucking party and we all know we're at a concert or a party and we know it's gonna be crowded and then they get bumped and they ready to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like those type of girls where it's just kind of like those are the type of girls who need that type of energy of like, yo. You're gonna cuss her out, but then think, like, would you cuss Jesus out? No? Okay, so then shut your mouth. Don't talk to her like that. Like, so I don't know. I just, it was an interesting,
Not would you cuss Jesus out?
I'm serious. It was just an interesting thing. And I say, like, I'm not really like one of them worshipers who be like, when I be going to church, I don't be sitting up, you know, singing the songs and with my hands lifted and shit like that. I respect people who do that, but that's just kind of like not how I roll. But everybody really showed up and showed out to go to this little church women's night, and I just was like, I didn't really gain anything from it. Like, I don't know. It was nice, but it just was kind of like, I feel like it just left more to be desired. They did talk about Alabaster Box, though. You ever heard about the Alabaster Box?
Yeah, Mary in the Alabaster Box.
Mary Magdalene or whatever, and how she was, I don't know, was she sick? I think she was bleeding or something for like, she was sick or some
For
shit.
days.
For days, yeah, and then Jesus had came to town, and she emptied out all his alabaster, all her like precious jewels
Oil, yeah.
on
You
him.
don't know the cost of oil.
And I think she's the one who touched his hem though, right? Like the hem of his garment.
I don't know. This sounds like a bunch of stories in one right now.
Oh
So,
yeah, I don't. I thought
the
she was the one. I thought she was the one. I don't know if they're. I thought
lady
yeah.
with blood did t touch the hem
The
of God,
al
but I don't think Mary
yeah.
Magdalene was the lady with blood.
But I think Mary Magdalene had the alabaster box.
But I think she was Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, I believe.
Okay, well, somebody touched the hem of his garment, and it was like everybody was just thinking, like, oh, Jesus is gonna trip. But Jesus was actually like, oh, I'm not gonna
You,
trip because she knew.
she believed that
Yeah,
that
and
would
it's
heal
like,
her.
yeah, and she knew. So he was just like, oh, she must have been reading her Bible because she knew that the hem of his garment has so much. You know, power in it. And that's why I always say, like, when I meet Pinky Cole, I'm gonna touch the hem of her garment.
What's wrong with you?
I am. I'm gonna touch the hem of her garment. And watch me. Watch it. Watch us be healed with money. Watch us be healed with money, okay?
It's
Watch us be.
ridiculous.
Watch all this motherfucking money open up, right? Watch us open up this
Money
goddamn
showers.
chicken sex and degrees fucking food truck or shit. I don't know what the hell we're gonna be selling, but you watch it. But yeah, nah. So it's just interesting. But I don't know. I'd be always weary of when I go to these panels and stuff like that with these women because I just be side-eyeing shit a lot of times. Or I just don't necessarily feel like what they really say is really like impactful. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just not really.
But
I'm glad it
why I
wasn't
gotta
for
be the
you.
women?
Well, this was particularly a women's event.
Okay, but you said with these women, so is it a certain type of woman?
Well, it's just any type of panel event. I'm not a fan of like panel events where women get on there and they do this woman empowerment and they try to tell you, oh, you know, do this and do that and do this. I'm just not a fan of that because I just feel like you bitches ain't doing that shit. And this ain't real fucking shit. Like, this ain't real. Like, y'all just
No, they're
telling us,
not.
man, some of these fucking women empowerment girls be mean girls. They be gatekeepers. Them hoes don't be wanting to see nobody shine. I don't know it.
How you know
I'm
it? Let's unpack that.
because when they be on Instagram and people be like, where you get your dress from? They don't tell you.
Maybe they ain't see the comment.
Nah, them hoes be liking it, but they ain't gonna tell you. That's how you know they not for women empowerment. Because why you won't tell me where you got your dress from? Why you can't just send me the goddamn Amazon link? So I hate that. I'm serious. So I just be really weary. But I will say, like, I do want to see, like, TD, not TD Jakes, Sarah Jakes one day. Because I do be liking her little testimony and stuff like that. When she be preaching, I like that. But I don't know.
I enjoy her until she gets to the hooping part. I don't really care
Oh,
for
she be
that.
hooping and hollering.
Yeah, but I mean that's where she came from. But yeah, I don't care for the hooping.
I ain't never seen that. I ain't never seen that. But you know what I also did see? You know how Shawnee O'Neal is married to that pastor? Yeah, I had seen like a little clip of them walking into the church, and it was like her, him, and then like her two kids with Shaq. Yeah, so I was just like, oh, look at them all going to be a family who prays. And then I know she's still on Basketball Wives and stuff like that. So that's all interesting. That whole dynamic. Is she preaching though? Did she be a preacher?
No, I don't think she
I feel
does
like she
that.
don't talk. Like, I don't even feel like she's a real first lady. For real, for real.
Thought she was about to say a real person. I was like,
No,
what?
I don't, because I feel like I don't ever hear her talk. I don't even hear her host. You know, that may not be her ministry, which is fine.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that happen in the church need to be turned on their its head. Like, why does a first lady have to behave a certain way? Why does anybody have to behave? You know, not okay, let me walk that back because I can see how that sounds crazy. But like, why does a first lady have to be known to like present herself in a certain way? Like, why does she gotta speak? Like, she just fell in love with somebody who had the calling on their life to preach the word. But that might not
Yeah.
mean that that's what her
That's her.
ministry, yeah, that's her work.
Yeah. That's true though. That's true. 'Cause like the late from the church that I went to on Friday, it was called the Union. His wife was like, you know, a pastor and stuff, but she didn't get up there and preach. At the end of the like the women's night, he came, the male pastor came and like preached a word to everybody. And I thought it was weird because I was like, why wouldn't she get up there and say something? Like, and she doesn't look like your typical, you know, like first lady. She has like her nose pierced. This is one of them pop-up churches that I always like to call. You know, these new modernized churches that are coming out where you can wear sneakers. The pastors are in sneakers and got cornrows and just look like the younger crowd. And it's hard for me to associate with that, right? Because I'm so used to like the old churches. So when they sing these new songs and they be, you know, in little outfits with her on them and Aaliyah on their shirt. It just be very like, wow, look how much we've progressed, you know? Like, but I don't think that I could ever be a first lady. Do you think you could be a first lady?
Think that I could.
Really? Would you be praying and laying hands on babies like Mary?
I'm not about to lay no hands on nobody, but I would pray.
So you would be more like Sister Mary Clarence.
Why is it? No, because I'm not a Vegas showgirl.
Either neither was she.
I was a. What was she?
I don't know what she. What did she say? She was an entertainer of rocks. I don't know what her word means. Something like that.
But yeah, I think I could do it. Like, it would be absolutely a lot. I think the hardest thing about being a first lady is not even like the fact or the perceived first lady. It's not even the fact that you gotta quote unquote preach, but like people really look at you as the standard of like wifedom. You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
and I ain't trying to be that.
Nah, 'cause you're gonna be held to a certain standard and you will be held to to mistakes. You know what I mean? Like,
Exactly.
and I think that would be hard to navigate. Like, I think I could be a first lady, but I would need to be drunk every single time I got up there.
I don't think that's how it works.
I know, so I
So,
don't, so I guess I wouldn't make it. I don't think I'd be a good first lady, but I also don't have like that. I don't have like that sentimental type of like vibe. You know how you have people in your life who you can easily talk to and they're just like, yeah, I understand. And I wish the best and I hope you're okay. And, you know, I'm praying for you. You just have those people who are just very like in touch with their emotions and stuff like that. I think sometimes I could be very like aloof with them. So I don't think that I would be good because people would be telling me their problems and I would be tuning out. Are just like
Why?
not, I like not, I guess tuning out or just not being able to like sympathize with them. Maybe sometimes I just lack empathy, or maybe sometimes I just feel like, You know, we all got problems. Suck it up, buttercup. Keep the fuck going. Like, so I don't know. I couldn't be it. But if maybe if I had liquor in me, maybe I could get up there and be like, and God said, today is the day.
I
You will
don't
reap
want
what
you
you
to do
sow.
that.
Like, you know, maybe I'll get up there in my alabaster box or some shit. But yeah, I don't know. And I just wonder who made first ladies to be who made first ladies, who defines what a first lady is, right? Because you remember when Megan Good came and everybody, she was dating that guy and everybody was just like, oh my God, she's not
Her
a first
ex-husband?
lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and everybody was just giving her such a hard time about being a first lady. But it's like, who wrote the guideline to be a first lady? Like, that's not in the Bible. Because who was the first lady of the Bible?
There ain't one.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like who said there had to be, who made these rules up? Who even said there had to be a goddamn preacher or a pastor? Who created these roles, these
Girl, I don't
jobs?
know, because while we at it, let's call the pastors to the carpet that can't seem to keep their pant that pants. Well, can't seem to keep the pants up for
Oh, Jamal.
anybody.
That's the only pastor I know that
John
was
Gray.
cheating.
And you know what
Oh,
pisses me off about John
I
Gray?
forgot about him.
Like,
Oh.
his wife is everything. I love that lady. Like, and
Avanti or Avante or some Avant or something.
Aventer.
Oh, Aventer. Oh, damn. Okay. I remember that. I forgot he was like, because he was cheating, though.
Girl, he got caught at least two, three
Yeah,
times.
it's like three. Like, and he was like flying them out and like sexting them and shit like that. Like,
It's like, sir, no.
ooh, I remember that. And you know what's so funny, though, about all these like people who like pastors and first ladies? I feel like they all at one point lived a secular life. Like, you know, like Mary, we'll get back to John Gray, but you know, Mary Mary's husband, not Mary Mary, Erica
Warren
Campbell and
Campbell.
Mary. Yes, you know, he was a he started off like in the hip hop R&B world, you know, like he was like working with like Death Row with like Tupac, like mixing and stuff like that. And he was like, you know, he used to be like in the hood. Like he's like, you know, he used to be hood. So it's like I feel like they all live this very secular life until they get to this point where they decide to like walk with Jesus. And I don't, you know, and now he like owns a church and there's like, you know, whatever. And I guess his wife would be the first lady, which to me makes sense because, you know, she was already doing gospel music. But yeah, John, I've never heard no cheating about Warren Campbell. But the sister's husband, you remember the sister's husband?
Yeah,
He
so you
wasn't
used
a
to watch that
pastor.
reality TV show.
I watched some of it. Yeah, I watched some of it. I missed that season where she, how she found out, but I remember when she found out and she was just like, you're breaking my heart. And she like busted the windows out and shit.
So I'm breaking your windows.
Yeah, I can't remember all, but he was cheating too.
See.
Like he was with like 20, because I remember her being like, damn, like, you know, you get one and then it's another one and it's another one and it's another one. So I'm like, oh, but yeah, John Gray was, I guess he let go of that spirit though.
I hope so.
I guess that's because, and he just kept embarrassing her. It was like, sir, if you're not attracted, I want her, like, leave her alone.
Yes, let her be on her merry little way
But she
because,
stood down. She held, she was 10 toes down, baby.
yeah, because let me tell you, at least five toes would have been up at some point. Might have been up
She
his behind, but listen.
was not leaving that man, baby. She was just like, all of this fucking, all of y'all lying, it's the devil. This is the devil talking.
God bless them.
For real. Because, yeah, she ain't a bad looking girl.
No, she not.
She got a
And it's
little
like,
body.
sir, you tried it. I'm not about to talk bad about you, but I could.
Yeah, she was wildin'. Damn, how long they been married? 10 years?
For a
13
while,
years?
she
Oh,
took his
13.
virginity.
Really? He was that young?
Well, he was saving himself for marriage.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. She was she a virgin?
No, she was not.
Wow, so that's why he cheated then.
I
Because
guess.
he ain't have sex with nobody else.
Yeah.
So they married in December in 2010. So they've been married for a good 13 years. I didn't know he took her virginity. He looked like he was old as hell and he ain't never had sex. That's crazy. She's staying by her man though. She was just like, y'all a goddamn lie.
I get it.
My man. But it seems he got the spirit out of him though.
I hope so. Like, at some point, you got to be an adult.
He 50.
Too damn grown.
Yeah. She said, happy 50th to the man who is one of the greatest alive. Is he? Because he didn't cheat on you.
Don't do that.
Ooh. Yeah, he was wrong though. But it's always weird though when people be exposing, when like they get exposed, because it's just like, you knew this nigga was married when you started fucking with him. So why?
Because
Why
they
are
be
you?
hurt. It's like, oh, so you not gonna leave your wife? Fine then. And it's like, girl.
Child, I didn't know that man was a virgin. Damn, so he only been having sex for 13 years?
I think they waited until they got married, but yeah, I know
Damn,
for a
I've been
fact
having
that.
sex longer than him. God damn. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Same. Yeah, that's
He
true.
must have been trashed in bed because he ain't know
You
what he was
are
doing.
out of line, bro.
I did not know that he was saving himself from marriage. That's wild.
Today, I've been having sex.
I'm serious. That's so crazy to me. That just blew my mind. Look at a venti.
Aventura.
Aventura. Yeah, I'm glad he got that cheating spirit up out of him though, because he was cheating, child. And it's just embarrassing. Like, it's just so fucking embarrassing reading all your text messages. And but I get it though, because he ain't. And then his wife had cancer, didn't he? Didn't she?
That I do not remember.
Yeah, she had some type of like, she had cancer or some shit in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt like she had some type of
So
cancer.
the cheating happened after that, then.
Right. The cheating did. I know she had kind of lost weight and shit like that, but I wonder if she blamed herself. And he was cheating with a damn masseuse.
You know what? Yeah, I would have to.
And you know who fucking blasted it? Goddamn Tasha K's ass.
Yo,
Yeah.
Tasha, how do I be wanting to know who the sources are though?
Probably people they know. Probably their friends or, you know.
Because that's who people should really be mad at. Like, yeah, Tasha K probably shouldn't be putting these people's business out there, but also people are letting her know.
Well, you know, like in the case of what's that man we don't like's name with the crazy with the not she ain't crazy, but the wife that got the helmet and the hair and be wearing the church clothes. Fuck, what's that man's name? He was cheating and remember they did the video together and everybody thought the
Oh,
wife
the Naya
was
and Derek Jackson.
yeah, Derek. You know, she the mistress of well, whoever Derek was cheating with was the one who exposed him on Tasha K. So I feel like these people be, I don't know. I feel like you just be having ops in your circle sometimes. And then I'm a firm believer that I feel like sometimes people leak their own stuff, like celebrities do.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So I think all of this shit, I think they just be, but they just aren't good at it. Yeah. So I don't know, man. So I don't know. But Pastor John Gray better get it together, 'cause he they was talking about women was tempting him. Nigga, no, your husband is just a trash ass nigga.
Right. Don't nobody wait.
His wife should have divorced him, been by her goddamn self. Yeah, that's wild. Emotional affair. Is emotional cheating the same as cheating? I don't even know which one is worse.
I think emotional cheating is worse.
I think if you buy these bitches shit, that would piss me off.
More than like more than okay, so ranking sex versus emotionally cheating versus financially cheating, you would say financial cheating is number one.
Probably because that's the fucking money I could be having. Like, don't be buying these bitches shit. Like, you out your fucking mind, dumb hoe. I don't know which one is worse though. Don't be buying these bitches anything. Like, if you're gonna cheat with them, just make them do their job and send them on their way. That's it. But I do always think that there is like a reason for cheating. I do think that. I think that sometimes you can be in a relationship with somebody and you can continuously tell them what you need and they still don't do it or they still don't get it. And then somehow along the way, you just stumble across somebody who is providing that need that you want. And then you just kind of end up naked in bed with them. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of happens. Like, it doesn't, I don't think, you know, you set out. It's just like you just trip and be like, whoo, I'm on the dick. I cheated. No. But I do think that sometimes in relationships, though, you can be telling your partner you need something and they're just not doing it. And it's much easier, yes, to just leave and, you know, do whatever to get it. But I kind of understand from a standpoint of how you can just fucking get tired of talking, you know? But I think cheating, if you get to the point that you got to cheat, I think you should be considering leaving the relationship as a whole.
Yeah, oh, for facts. But I don't think that all cheating is necessarily logical or has a reason behind it. I think sometimes shit just happen, like, yeah.
Yeah, but also like when you're looking at it from like a pastoral church thingy, right? Like these men who cheat, you have to be cognizant of the position that you're in. You know what I mean? You have to be cognizant of that you are in a public facing position. Your wife is well known. You're well known. Anything you do is going to be held against you and people are going to know. And it just always boggles my mind of like, why don't you stop to think about that before you do what you do?
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I always say I feel like men are creatures of consequence. Like, they don't learn the lesson until they have to learn the lesson. They don't learn the lesson until it becomes a consequence, until they fucking, you know, have no choice but to learn the lesson because they didn't already did what they wanted to do. But it's also just not like pastors who cheat. Like, there was like goddamn, what's her name? Juanita Bynum. I feel like her husband was cheating on her too, if I recall. I feel like her husband was cheating on her hella and she left too. So it's interesting that, like, you know, even these men who are these people who be serving God and all of that shit, like they still be subject to they flesh, I guess.
I think yeah, absolutely. And I think what makes, I would love there to be like some type of study done among pastors because I think there's something in them that they really crave that feminine attention and they get it because they're pastors. Like a lot of times people put pastors on a pedestal. And so they have these women that are coming to them asking for prayer and all of that. And then I think they get caught up in the web of all of that attention, that adoration, the admiration that they're getting from these women. I think that's why they end up cheating because I think they already have some type of longing there for that. That's why I need somebody to like study this because there's something to this. It just happens too much with men in those types of positions that leads me to believe there has to be something there.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I was just reading up about this by Juanita thing, and I remember her and her husband had got into like a physical altercation in the parking lot of somewhere, like in Atlanta. And he's like, you know, I guess beat her or whatever. And she was all talking about it and, you know, whatever, talking about like how she got abused and shit like that and how she left him. But I guess if you repent and ask God to forgive you of your sins, is that enough?
I mean, it's that and the person that you offend, like forgiving you, I think that's all that
Yeah.
matters.
But then look at Jamal Bryant's situation where he had a whole ass baby.
Yeah. Again, that's for the person he's with to
And
condemn.
Giselle's ass left him.
And that's her right.
Yeah. That's all crazy. It's all very interesting. Oh, I just see something that said Juanita televangelist Juanita Bynum admits to sleeping with women. Let me find out she gay. I know that's right. I've been there and I've done it all. I've done drugs. I've been with men. I've been with women. It's not a line. It's my life. The abuse that I suffered was because I attracted after my own kind. The abuse was already sitting in me. Ooh, not her getting on here telling her. I think she like, wow, now she was so pretty back in the day. I think now she, I wonder if she got married again.
I don't know too
But
much about the lady.
yeah, I don't know too much about her either. I feel like I don't know if she was a, I mean, he definitely beat her ass though, because she had all type of marks on her. But I don't know if she was a singer or whatever. But my whole thing that I'm thinking of though, of my track, is that I just feel like, you know, people who are in the spotlight and who are supposed to be like God's prophets or whatever the case may be, they all fall short too. And it's like, it's so crazy that we can sit here and then again, people are put on these pedestals, but we're able to kind of pinpoint the things that they've done in their lives that make them human. And I don't know if that means that we should trust them more or trust them less. Right? Like, because again, look at Sarah Jakes, Sarah just Jakes, whatever her name is. You know, she had a baby when she was like 12. And they had another baby and then got married to the NFL player, had another baby, whatever the case may be. And she was like wilding out when she was younger and people was like casting her away. But then it was like at one point, I guess she decided to get her life together and get right with God. And now she's a whole pastor. But you know, people held her to a certain standard because she was a pastor's daughter, a preacher's kid, I guess. And to be for real, low key, these preacher kids be the worst. Okay,
Oh, for sure.
these motherfuckers be the worst. Y'all be thinking they be good on Sunday, but they asses be doing everything. Smoking, drinking, fucking. It's like they rebel on purpose.
It definitely is purposeful because I think this is another thought that I have on pastors. I think like for them, their parent puts so much energy and time into the church and their and those beliefs that they probably feel away and want to rebel against that way of life.
Yeah. And it's funny though, because Juanita never got married again after that. That's interesting. She never got married. I guess it's just the people, what is kind of the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
I think so too. I mean, you can just look across even the music industry of when they say people who have all this money be really miserable and they be wishing they could trade lives with, you know, regular people like us. So I definitely think it's a thing. It's just interesting how the whole church industry is just shifting. Like, you know what I mean? Everything is just like changing. And I see how they're trying to become more attractive to younger audiences because we really don't have those like God-fearing millennials. You know what I mean? Like we do, but like, I don't know. Like, you know how you used to have like, say you had praying grandmas and all that shit. Like, I feel like as a part of our generation being so woke, I think that they are uncovering their own things about church and building their own relationships with church. Because a lot of people don't go every Sunday. A lot of people aren't, you know, out here spreading the gospel. Like a lot of people just aren't really doing what they used to do back in the day.
Yeah, and I also think a lot of our generation has a lot of church hurt.
Church trauma. Ooh. Ooh, not trauma from church. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh,
It's deep, honey. It runs
That's a
deep.
thing. That's a thing. And you know what? Even trauma of like when parents used to force their kids to go to church.
Girl,
Like,
I have some of that. Like I have church hurt, and then yes, I have trauma from being forced. I don't know if I ever told the story, but I'm gonna tell it right now because you brought it up. Just think about it, I still be getting pissed off. So yeah, I was one of those people like my parents when they started going to church, we quote unquote had to go to church. I used to cheerlead and we used to be practicing for the competition. And the competition, like cheerleading competitions, would always be on Sunday. I never got to go. Because I had to go to church. To this day, that pisses me off. And then when I was 16, 16, I think. I was working at this store in the mall. One of the best jobs I had as a teenager. I was making good money. I was meeting like random Ravens players. This is how I met Deion Sanders working at this job because I was working at a male clothing store. We used to have like employee-wide meetings on Sundays. They would be like random, but they would be like mandatory. My dad would not let me go to this meeting one Sunday because he wanted me to go to church and I got fired.
Oh
Yeah, I was really upset.
no. And what he say?
He ain't say a damn thing.
Oh man.
Sorry for you is what he said.
Oh no. I would
Yeah.
have not worked at all and just been asking them for money.
And then I wouldn't have got it. Like,
Oh damn, they wouldn't have gave it to
no.
you. Yeah, my mom wasn't really one of them type of people who made us go to church all the time. Like she was a church kid growing up, and her mom used to make her go to church every. She was like there 7 days a week. She did everything. She was the praise team, the children's church. She did it all. So she was very adamant on growing up of being like, I don't want to force that on my kids. I want them to establish their own relationship with God themselves. And I feel like in a way we've always just operated like that, and we always tried to, we've all found our own way to, church and God and all of that. When I go home now, my mom does go to church on Sundays, and I don't go with her because my mom's church is so ghetto. Like, it's so ghetto, yo. The pastor be outside smoking weed. They be fighting. It be messy. Like, let me tell y'all this story. I just went home in September and I was at home for 3 weeks. So me and my mom one night, because when I go home, I always take the bus. We never get a car. My mom likes taking a bus, so we just take the bus any and everywhere all over Portland, Oregon. And Portland, Oregon has really good transportation, by the way. So like we just take the bus everywhere. We don't, it doesn't matter, right? So we needed to go to Safeway, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. So we like, all right, boom, let's hop on the bus. So we hop on the bus, go to Safeway. We in Safeway, and there was this man who went to the church, right? So he comes up and he's just talking to my mom, and they're talking about an incident that happened. And I'm like, I'm kind of paying attention, but I'm not. So after he left, my mom was just like, oh, I didn't tell you what happened at church the last time. And I was like, no, what happened? She was just like, well, he was there, and the pastor had came up and was preaching about something and looked at him and was just like, how would you feel if you came home and my dick was in your wife's mouth?
Whoa.
And he was just like, and she was like, and after that, he never came back to that church. She was like, so she, so
Right.
he was like, so he went home and told, his wife, and then his wife came up and was like ready to fight, because she was mad. Like, why the fuck would you even use that analogy? And my mom was just like, I understand what he was trying to say, but I think that he should have said something different. So the guy, when he was talking to my mom, he was saying, like, me and him is cool, we spoke about it, we made our amends, but at the same time, he can't pastor over my life. You know what I mean? Like, he can't preach over my life. He can't put his hand over it. I don't want that anointing. I don't want that spirit. So mom was like, oh, I understand. I understand. So when I say my mom's church is ghetto, y'all, it's ghetto. And I'm just very big on, like, if you are going to be preaching and you're going to be pastoring and you're going to be speaking the word over my life, I want you to be walking how you talk, at least public facing, right? Because we don't know what these motherfuckers do when they go home. We don't know. I don't know. You could be over here laying hands and then going home and doing what the fuck you want to do, but at least in public, act like you got some goddamn sense. So when I roll up and you talking about, you outside smoking weed, talking about us for your gout, you fucking talking about all the hoes and pimps and stuff you used to have, like, it just gives crackhead vibes church. So I don't even go. My mom don't even ask me to go. She stopped going for a while, but then she goes back. Every now and then, and she says, he delivers good words and stuff like that, but yeah, it's just too ghetto for me, so I can't do it. I can't. But me and my mom, she does, like, I will sit with her and watch, like, her little church things. We like watching Southern Baptists out here, and sometimes my mom really likes watching the pastor Keon, is that Shawnee's husband's name? So
Yeah,
we'll
that's
watch, like,
Keon.
yeah, we'll watch their little online church. But me going to that man's church, child, no, because I do think it's very important that you have to be cognizant of the people who are speaking life over you, and like of the messenger. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to be cognizant of that. So I just feel like whatever he's speaking, he cannot speak for me. He can't speak over my life. I ain't gonna be able to do it because he's wild. I couldn't believe he said he walked up to that man and said, "What would you do if, you know, you came home and my wife, my dick was in your mouth?" Like, that's literally how he said it. Like,
Now, if he would have said shoot you, he would have been wrong.
right. Right. And it's just like, what person would think to say that? Like, or what person would say that to somebody? So I don't know. I just feel like this new generation of church is not, it's not giving traditional. It's giving very like pop-up shop. You know what I mean? Very like fast food type of feel. And I'm just
I'm not
interested in
mad
seeing,
at
yeah.
it not being traditional, but
I'm not mad at it either. I do think that at some point it has to evolve and it has to, you know, modernize for sure, because now you can send tips in with Cash App and all different stuff. And I appreciate them having such like a relaxed dress code, you know. So I'm not mad at it, but I think there still are certain protocols when it comes to church that you have to follow. Like, not, you know what I mean? Like, maybe not have, but I feel like there's still certain type of things are a decorum or some shit that you have to have. Like, no, it's not okay for my pastor to be outside smoking weed. It's just not. It's not. Under no circumstances.
not outside of the church, but I'm not going. I don't know that I think that weed is wrong.
And I mean, mind you, they're in Portland, Oregon, so I get it. But like, how are you preaching and you high? But I can't be drunk and be a first lady. See, that's what I'm saying. So it's just, I don't
You
know. I
say
just
that
feel
you
like,
have to, you would have to get, I think it, I don't know the pastor, so I don't know if he getting high every Sunday, but I think it's the
yeah.
reliance. Like if you have to rely on something outside of yourself or outside of God to do something, I don't think that is
And
first lady
it
behavior.
is like a, it is everything. 'Cause my mom always says, you know, 'cause my pastor, 'cause the pastor will like chastise a lot of people who come to his church for being good addicts, basically. And my mom always counteracts with like, "Hey, but you smoke weed. So how can you cast the stone when like you literally are doing the same thing? Oh, I'm just smoking it for my gout." Like, whatever the case may be, you still are doing something daily, basically. So it's a lot out here, but definitely in these churches, you know, the messenger matters. The messenger definitely matters. And if you are not living a righteous life, or like, you know, and I know we all fall short, like, but if you're not living a righteous life, I don't want nothing to do with you preaching over my life.
Well, you heard it here first. Monica is not for the weak pastors, the fake
Listen,
pastors.
don't be out here getting high and cheating and all of that shit and beating women. We just ain't gonna be able to do it.
No. Like, and I think perfection is not the answer because nobody is perfect, but yeah, at least be an upstanding individual. Damn.
Right. At least, and I mean, now granted, right? You could smoke weed and pop pills and do all that shit and still,
Not pop pills.
I because I feel like you can do all that and you can still be a person of value, right? Because who's to say, okay, you pop a pill, but then you go out and you feed the homeless. So it's like, does it cancel out? Are you still a decent person? Like, I don't know. It's something to unpack there, but I just think you can't be popping pills and smoking weed and doing all this shit then criticizing others for doing it when you are doing the exact same thing.
Oh yeah. I don't do well with hypocrites.
Yeah. And I think you have to have some type of like, there just has to be some type of tech like to being a pastor. Like, no, it's not okay for you to talk about your dick in anybody's mouth. That's not okay at all. So the church is evolving, you know, it's evolving. I still don't know the answer to who wrote these job descriptions on being a pastor and a preacher and a bishop and a first lady. And I agree completely with you when you said that just because that's his calling, that doesn't mean that that's, you know, you're the first lady's calling. And the church I went to on Friday, he always says, like, you know, his wife is not like a first lady. His wife's job as a first lady is not to take care of the church. His wife's job as a first lady is to take care of like him in a way so that he can serve and whatever, whatever. So I think there has to be a clear distinguish, I mean, yeah, difference between what it is that's being done. Because Shawni O'Neal is definitely not nobody's first lady. She's on Basketball Wives.
Why does her being on Basketball Wives negate her from being a first? Like, if that was her, like, what is it about?
Because they be fighting.
Do she be fighting?
No, but she never was fighting before, but you are what you surround yourself with, right?
I don't know.
She be speaking and shit. I guess she be speaking about Jesus. She don't really talk enough. She don't really talk too much about Jesus, though. Does she got a baby? Oh, she got a godson.
She don't talk too much about anything.
No, she don't really. Her kids be. One of her kids is definitely gay, though.
Who, Shawnee's?
One of her daughters. Oh, she's definitely. Oh, she be dressing up a little bit, but she still looks very weird when she dresses up. Yeah, she's like 6 feet tall. But anyway, moving along, wrap this thing up. You know, yeah. You guys talking about us. I hope y'all went to church today, though. I hope y'all went and got some Jesus in y'all life. If not, just stream it.
Talking about something. I hope you went to church today, though. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, or you just at least stream it online.
Yeah, I got to get back to that. I haven't. Monica, in the realm of chicken sex and degrees, what do you need?
I need some degrees. I need to accomplish doing this laundry. I've had such a busy week. It's been like hectic. Today, I have my girls group this week. So we went to this comedy show. It was white humor. I don't know. White people are very weird, what they talk about in their jokes and stuff. And I don't know any funny white person. Like, have you watched any funny white person stand-up comedy? And when I say white person, like a true white person, not like a Gary Owens.
I did a long time ago. The blue collar, was it a blue collar comedy tour? Is it? No, it's not blue collar. It's the the comedy tour that had Jeff Foxworthy on it. I want to say it's the blue collar or the red. Was it the redneck comedy? It's either blue collar or redneck comedy tour. I don't remember, but there was this guy on there, and his like, what do they call it? His bit was like, people be saying stupid stuff and he'd be like, here's your sign. That was funny. I like that. But I can't remember his name. So
yeah, I don't remember. I don't really know any funny white person.
Reba McEntire is pretty funny. She's not a comedian, or she's just a singer.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I went to the comedy show last night down at Max's in Fells Point, and it was just very like depressing. Like, I don't know. Me and my friends was just all looking around like, this is just so sad. Like, they were talking about, yeah, my cousin was a school shooter. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It was just that weird. It was very, very weird. But from there, I had to go to another friend's party. And then this morning, my stupid ass decided to make a 7 a.m. workout session at the gym. So I still got up to go do that, even though I got in at 2 in the morning. And I'm glad I went, because I haven't worked out in a long time. It's been like a month that I haven't worked out because I just been so busy. Yeah, like it's been a while, but like I think work and just traveling and shit has just been killing me. So I went yesterday and I went today, and then this girl had a Zumba class and she wanted, like, you know, people to come and like give her feedback. So then after I worked out, I went to the Zumba class today, and mind you, I got in at 2 o'clock, got back up at 6, like, so I was tired. So I took like a nap today. And I have to fly out tomorrow. I have nothing packed. Half the shit is washed. Like, it's just a lot of... And then I have a presentation I have to do tomorrow. And I haven't even gone to my vending machine. Like, I just got a lot of shit going on. I just can't... I need... And then I got more travel coming up over the next couple of weeks. And I'm going back home for my mom for Thanksgiving. It's just a lot of shit going on. So I need some degrees to give me... to get me accomplished. So I don't know. Anyway, what do you need?
I want sex. That's the tweet.
Yeah, that's what you always want.
No, but see, this is why I don't be saying because I do you not didn't. Always. Whenever I say that, you always say that I say that
because you always say it. So that's the only way I could say it is if you always say it.
I didn't say it on the last episode. So
yeah, she said it before the one before that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Well, that's good. Why do you need pleasure?
It's just been a busy week between work, home, all the adult things that I have to do already. It's been a busy week. So I just want to like let my hair down.
Yeah, just relax. You know what I mean? I feel you, girl. I fucking feel you. I can't wait to go on this birthday vacation because I just want to do nothing. And I'm not doing, and I am not working. Like, I think part of the reason why I've been work like so stressed out, well, not really stressed out, but just so busy, is because I've been having to fill in for my manager because, you know, now I'm in a senior position temporarily. So my manager has literally been out for like 2 weeks. Like she'll go out for 2 weeks, come back for a week. She's out for another 2 weeks. She's out again for another 2 weeks. So I've been having to like manage people and do her workload. And it's a lot. Like it's fucking a lot. So I'm like, okay, tomorrow I fly out at 5 at night. My flight leaves at like 5:45 tomorrow night. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna wake up in the morning. I'm gonna work on this presentation. Maybe I can go check out my vending machine. If not, it'll just have to wait until I get back next week. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. So yeah, we're adulting. We're doing it. We're getting through it.
Getting through, like
Yeah, doing a
getting
great job,
through.
sweetie.
This is why people smoke weed, though. Like,
I
that's why the
see.
pastor was smoking weed.
Listen, he might be stressed out. You're right. You know what? He might be
Talk.
stressed out for fucking having to figure out what message she gonna deliver.
Yeah, like, what the hell I'm gonna tell these people now? Because they always got something to say.
Or he might speak to God better when he high.
Listen. I believe Rasta. No, I'm not even about to say it because I don't want to get up on here and lie, but I believe that there's a religion that believes that they can access God better when they are high.
Interesting. That's
Yep.
very interesting. Okay.
Well, it's time for.
The last bite, the last bite, the last bite for you.
You held that note pretty good right there.
Thank you. Been practicing. Me, 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 me. Just kidding.
Do you?
I have nothing of value to say.
Wow, what is life?
I know.
Okay, I know what I want to say. Y'all, there's a lot going on in the world right now, right? I just want to implore you that we've said it here 1,000 times. And today, let's make it 1,001. Every battle ain't yours. We don't always need to know what you think about something. Quite frankly, we don't care sometimes. So if you are in a tizzy about what's going on, which many people are, like completely fair. If you want to say something, completely fair. But don't be mad that everybody else is not saying something. Because that is not everybody's lane. That is not everybody's desire, period. Like, it's the fake outrage for me. Like, y'all are not political commentators, and the rest of us are not either. That's it.
So shut the fuck up, basically.
I mean, that's what you said.
That's what she wanted to say. All right, I'll take that. I don't have anything of value to say, but I do have something to say. This is the thing, right? Like, you know, when people pull a U on you, don't be upset. Don't be mad, right? If you're the friend who like never responds to messages and then people don't respond to your message, don't be mad. That's it. When people pull you on you, just don't be mad. That's it.
Period.
Yeah. West side.
All
I'm just kidding. All right. Take us out of here.
right, y'all. Well, thanks for rolling with us once again. It's been real. You can check us out on the internet at Chicken 6 Degrees. No, I know E and Chicken on Twitter and at Chicken 6 Degrees on Instagram. Check out our website, www.chickensixdegrees.com. Buy some merch. It is hoodie season. We got them hoodies for you. Also, rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We're here. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
Bye.